Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning. 97.3 Coast FM.
A bit of news that I didn't get a chance to share with you yesterday that came through. Looking ahead, because it's, you know, time to think about Christmas, pretty much.
I suppose. 2 months away.
Yeah. Well, you know, our Christmas tree's up, so everyone just get on board, please.
Jesus.
The annual Mandurah Murray Motorcycle Charity Ride is all set to go ahead in 2020.
Yeah.
Food and toys for disadvantaged kids in the Peel region for the 29th consecutive year.
Awesome.
All the details about that one at their website. But, yes, that's not too far away. That's officially, well, I mean, it's in December. Check the website for the details. Check the Facebook page. The Mandurah Murray Ulysses and Mandurah Christmas Charity Ride, which is quite a bit. But, you know, the details are there. I'm sure we'll link to it from our page too pretty soon.
Yeah.
But before we get to any of that business.
I know. Settle down.
What a weekend.
Yep. So much happening. Of course, the grand final. That's what everyone's talking about.
Two of them, as you mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, the NRL grand final.
Technically, there's a couple of footy ones going on.
They've got Amy Shark performing at this.
Have they?
NRL.
And Shepherd. And who else is playing?
Wolf Mother's frontman. Whose name escapes
Stockdale,
me.
Andrew Stockdale.
That's the one.
Yep.
And the DMAs, who are 5-time ARIA nominees.
Yeah, right. Nice to hear an all Aussie lineup.
Yeah, I think all Queensland lineup too.
Yeah, right.
And the Symphony Orchestra. Queensland Symphony Orchestra is going to be there.
Fancy. I like that.
I know. I don't know what they're going to do, if it's going to be half time or before or after. Who knows? But
what about Mike Brady?
Nice.
Well, you know,
I think he's just there anyway, isn't he?
Know, he's built into whatever happens. He's like that bit of turf. He gets laid whatever happens.
Wherever it is, he'll be there.
Speaking of which, that bit of the MCG Gold Square has arrived and has obviously been laid in Brisbane on the nature strip just outside of the entrance to the Gabba, I think you'll find. No, it's on the actual – well, it's not on the actual surface. It's been laid outside the boundary on a half forward flank.
Okay.
So,
a part of a promotion.
Yes, money well spent there for Rebel Sport, I think you'll find.
Well, considering I haven't heard a word about them doing it, I'm not sure it is.
Yeah, well, I think everyone's just avoided mentioning that fact. Well, also confused and like, what are you doing? Why?
What's the point?
Even if it has been paid for by a company, it's like, what a waste of money.
I hope their name's mowed into it or something.
I wouldn't count.
Otherwise,
on that.
It's a waste of money, I think. Anyway.
Yes. So that and Telethon and Targa West happening. So there is a lot. And the Cox Plate,
Cox Plate, yeah.
I feel like that's most of it. I mean, there's possibly...
Probably more.
There's probably more. But look, they're the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Meantime, Frio's Fairest and Best has been named. So Luke Ryan has pipped it. Well, not really pipped his captain. It was 207 to 167.
Yeah, look, he dominated his captain.
Quite a convincing one to take out the 2020 Doig medal.
He's had a big year. It was all Australian as well.
Exactly. And it was a three-way tie for third on 150 votes.
Okay.
So Adam Sarah Pipping, Andrew Brayshaw for fourth, and David Mundy for fifth on a countback.
There you go.
That's how it went.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Well, look, I'll try and call it three things.
Okay.
Richmond take on Geelong in the Big Cat Fest, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's under lights tomorrow night for the almost Halloween 2020 AFL Grand Final.
Hasn't really
been this close before.
No.
That's after the running of the Cox Plate. And then Sunday, Arvo, it's Penrith Panthers v Melbourne Storm at ANZ Stadium in Sydney.
NRL.
A bit of sport action going on.
Yeah.
Telethon weekend too, with Channel 7 again pulling out all the stops to raise money for WA's sick kids.
Great cause.
It is. Now, it's reduced the broadcast. It's just a couple of hours to start from 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And then the closing show is a couple of hours from 6 o'clock Sunday evening. But the big event is the Kids Carnival, happening Sunday from 11 to 5 at Optus Stadium. And it's only like $5 entry.
There you go. So if you've got nothing to do on Sunday, definitely check it out.
And it is a rally fans' delight this weekend with the running of the Targa West Rally all weekend and all around Perth. TargaWest.com.au for details. And how can I resist this little bonus?
Okay.
It's the Day of the Style Icon, Nikki.
Is it?
It's National Croc Day.
Croc Day.
You know I don't
of
mean
course,
the reptile.
You knew that.
Not the reptile. You knew. I knew everyone
knows now.
You would
have had an email straight to your inbox.
And given that recently Justin Bieber has joined the likes of Drew Barrymore and Ruby Rose and Post Malone to create his own custom design. That can't be all bad, can they now?
I don't know who you're trying to convince. Okay, yourself? No. Please tell me it's okay.
The Borat PR machine's been working overtime in the lead up to the new movie's release.
Mm-hmm.
Saw an interesting story yesterday that the flick cast former New York mayor and Donald Trump legal man Rudy Giuliani in a very shady light.
Mm.
But also, and slightly less controversially, Borat has invaded Bondi. His own Bondi rescue has happened. Apparently, dozens of Borat lookalikes in mask bikinis invaded the beach for a surprise yoga session, which must have been a joy to behold.
Goodness me.
A 6-metre statue of the man himself posing seductively in a towel was airlifted onto the grassed area, while Sacha Baron Cohen himself was streamed via video link as it was set up, saying this statue was quarantined in a hotel in Melbourne for 14 days. It's free of COVID, but probably has syphilis after four of your security guards make sexy time with it. Which is,
exactly what you'd expect.
The Borat sequel, not family viewing, released today on Amazon Prime and probably already available illegally around your workplace on a thumb drive, I'd say. And don't hold back. As well as a little bonus, if there's someone in the office that's been getting under your skin, let them know today in the most satisfying way because it's National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Well, may I suggest you do it at around 5 o'clock?
It's probably a good idea.
Don't start the morning with it, that's for sure.
No, it's going to be an awkward day.
Let's get to work, shall we?
Yeah, all right, there we go. Now that that's out of the way. Now, look, I would imagine that Batman meme will get a lot of a workout today on Facebook. Maybe you could just send somebody a meme. Maybe that's the best way around
it. Yeah, don't slap them.
Yeah.
Really.
We don't physically encourage that kind of behavior. I mean, unless it's your last day at work, possibly.
I figured so, wouldn't it?
Actually, I figure if you do, it guaranteed will be pretty much, wouldn't it?
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news that's inspired by mostly true stories, Nikki Parker.
Thank you. Now, Tim Burton is working on a live-action TV reboot of The Addams Family.
And I hope it has the right music. If that's not there, it's not right.
It's Tim Burton. I'm thinking he's going to get it right. It's reportedly set to focus on Wednesday Addams as she and her family navigate the modern world. Huh. It will most likely be on Netflix, so look out for that in the coming years.
Nice.
Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, James Corden and Kerry Washington all star in the new Netflix movie, The Prom. Now, the trailer has been released for the new flick, which follows a high school student who is banned from attending her prom with her girlfriend when four Broadway stars come to town and end up helping her have a night she won't forget.
You're not alone.
There's no dress rehearsal.
Do have friends, and we are ride or die.
Where are they?
Okay, well, let's give this girl a prom!
So you're saying she gets four fairy godmothers that make it happen?
Basically, it looks amazing. It says out this holiday season, so it's going to be out before Christmas. Okay. It looks heartwarming and all of that. It looks amazing.
Brilliant.
Speaking of which, Dolly Parton, Jordan Sparks and Rita Wilson have all teamed up for a new song to raise awareness about breast cancer. This song is called Pink, with all proceeds from the song sales benefiting breast cancer foundations in the US.
Gotta believe without seeing. You gotta keep going, keep breathing. When you face a day that feels like you're gonna break, lean on the ones that love you, the guardian angels above you, and think about where pink is just another color.
I like it.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
And Reese Witherspoon's Legally Blonde 3 release has been delayed.
Oh.
It will now be out May 20, 2022.
Gee, okay.
Yeah, a year after the initial release date. The cast recently did a virtual reunion to celebrate its 20th anniversary. 20 years ago, Legally Blonde came out.
That is kind of scary.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Can you believe this was 20 years ago?
Hi, I'm Elle Woods, and this is Breezer Woods, and we're both Gemini vegetarians.
Oh, I can't wait. I don't want to wait 2 more years. Oh,
well, patience. Put your patient pants on, please.
Nikki and Zamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.